Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios in beautiful downtown Grand Rapids. Good to talk with you today. The Grilling Guys, we're going to be doing a couple things today that are near and dear to my heart. And Barbecue Bob has put a show plan together for us, and we got a crazy little lineup today. Looks like a little bit of fun.
Hey, thanks, Jop, and welcome to the smokiest hour of radio on the airwaves in North America, that is. I don't know what they do in South America.
Right. Well, we're not there yet, but when we are, they'll be listening to barbecue on Saturday mornings, right? Yeah.
A little chimichurri.
Right.
Yeah, so thanks. It's going to be a good show. We're going to do a little fusion because it's walleye opener. Jop wanted to do the walleye opener because he's already planning his walleye trips, son of a gun. Yep. And I don't have one planned yet. And of course, Cinco de Mayo comes up next week, and that's always a fun one for people in the U.S.
Right.
Apparently in Mexico, not so much.
Right. That's an American
day,
holiday.
Cinco de Mayo.
Right, yeah, right. Yeah, the 5th of May comes once a year. It's kind of like St. Patty's Day.
Oh, it does? It comes once a year?
Right,
that's
right.
Brilliant.
But where I'm at, it's like St. Patty's Day or those other where you are an adopted nationality. For a day, and you go enjoy the festivities and the fun that are around that. So the Cinco de Mayo is a week from tomorrow, right, on the 5th of May. So we're going to get a jump on it today. We might talk about some I've got some guacamoles and some salsas that
Good.
I wanted to talk a little bit about.
Well, I wanted to bring this stuff in because, you know, to do it the day of is kind of late to get your shopping done.
Yes, it is.
And, you know, a true grilling guy really loves to do his shopping. I get these people that say, oh, you know, my meal comes to me in the mail. I don't even have to go shopping. Every day a box shows up. Well, that's okay. You know, if you live in a condo and your biggest concern is, you know, finding a place for your dog to poop down on the concrete,
right,
then that's probably a good way to get your food. But for a real grilling guy who has real grills on the deck, you're going to go and you're going to pick through all the stuff and you're going to be discerning.
Right.
Right?
Right. So let's knock this
word of the day.
Right. Before I get into these salsas and guacs, let's knock out this this walleye thing. We're going to talk to Captain Ken later in the show, but I wanted to talk about, because when I started preparing, like you said, for this walleye show and the walleye trip, I went to the freezer and I had some from last year.
Oh, right. Wow, lucky
and,
you.
Yeah, I had some left.
How'd that happen?
Right. So I get it out, and it's like, do I really want to mess around with the deep fryer and a bunch of a pool of oil, or do I want to pan fry these things, or do I want to just broil them? You know, like they could. And I ended up pan frying them. Bob is—
Too easy.
Well, it is, and the thing is you get the big cast iron out.
Oh, you wanted to use your Dutch oven.
I did not. But I used a, you know, I was fortunate enough. We had 10 fillets that were frozen in this pack. Great eaters, probably around 18, 20-inch longs, you know, that you could see the fillets. Were
those
just,
like the ones you gave me from your trip with Captain Ken?
Right, yes.
I'm so glad I ate those when I did. Because as it turns out, my freezer
puked,
and I lost
everything.
You
lost them, yeah. So anyway, but just put them in some canola oil, right, in there, and got it up to about 350 with that cast iron. And then the Captain Ken, which, again, we'll talk to later in the show, taught me that when you're deep frying fish, put them in a pan of ice water and let the fillets get as, not
tight.
Freezing, but they tighten up.
Tight.
And then you dredge them in your batter and you throw them in there, and that coldness of the fish on the inside and the heat of the oil on the outside makes your batter crispier when it hits the fryer. There's that transition of cold to hot, and you cook them long enough, obviously, to get the fish done on the inside, and it's good. It's not rocket science, but that little tip there of putting that ice-cold fish in the batter and immediately into the pan It really makes a difference, that batter. I just like crunchy batter, and I don't it burnt.
Yeah.
Right? And I'm not a big batter guy. I want the fish to do the work.
Yeah.
And it's just a real light cornmeal batter is what I ended up using. But nice. Good. It turned out great. And I was
– Yeah, what's the brand again?
Andes, A-N-D-E-S.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Right, yep. And you can get that at any – pretty much any store. It comes in a bag, a little plastic bag. And they've got a red and they've got a yellow. And I use the red, and the only difference is it's got a little spicy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yep, exactly.
That's a good, simple way to
differentiate
it.
Yeah.
I after the show last week, I hopped on Allegiant and shot down to Punta Gorda again. And had a nice little 5-day getaway. And of course, my brother Mike lives there and his wife. And they're in a place called Burnt Storm Marina.
Okay.
And it's right on the water. It's a gorgeous place. I couldn't afford to live there, but I love visiting.
Right.
Driving his GT Mustang convertible around. It's a tough vacation.
Right.
So I said, okay, you're putting us up again. I'm gonna make you a meal, and I want some fresh fish. So he said, okay, well, there's a great fish market right by the cigar store. Well, so I'm like, great.
You only have to park the car once.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, it was perfect. So I go into this fish store, and it is it's about what you'd expect in, like, you name it anywhere where it's going to be nondescript. It's the best kept secret. Parking lot's full of cars, but the outside doesn't even look like a store, you know?
I see.
But you go inside, and it's like Sobe Meats. There's this giant case full of every kind of fish you could imagine, and they're practically flopping. They came in the night before, and they're whole.
Okay.
So there's a sign on it, red snapper, grouper, everything right on down to mackerel and several types of mackerel. So I picked up a nice grouper. They dressed it out the way I wanted them to, which is basically filleted it, because I was going to fry it when I got back to their house, because my wife loves fried fish, right?
Right.
No matter what I want to do, I'm trying to make her happy with the meal thing.
Happy life, baby.
I can make my own style whenever I want. But while I'm in this place, it's just packed, and there was this conversation going on, this man and woman, and they were from Trinidad. And I just wormed my way into the conversation, because the guy had obviously a bunch of fish knowledge. Now, he's from Trinidad, which is by Tobago. It's two islands down off of South America. And if you take a cruise to, like, Barbados or whatever, you might stop at Trinidad. But he was ordering mackerel, and that was $1.99 a pound. Now, when we go fishing down there in California, we're mad when we get a mack attack, because the mackerel just take all your bait and – in my opinion, they're not the fish I want to eat. He tried to change my mind desperately. The cool thing is, though, these people that grew up around all this stuff, he was talking about, you know, they don't fillet, so they don't mind the bones, because when they cut it in half and put it skin side down on the grill and prepare it, the bones are going to lift right out of there.
Okay.
And he said they actually take those bones and they suck on the ends of the bones and they get a lot of nutrients out of there. I mean, it, just a different culture, you know, and just
right.
A fascinating conversation. The guy paying $1.99 a pound for his fish.
Right. And was happy to
wealth
do it.
Wealth of knowledge.
Excited about it.
Yeah.
And your grouper, I bet, was more than $1.99.
That was only $7.99 fresh.
Right.
But got a bunch of fresh shrimp and oysters, and I love going to Florida, man.
Yeah.
I can see it in my future.
Yeah, right. We'll be visiting Barbecue Bob, and it'll be a whole new world down there when those guys roll out.
Wreck them.
Right. but anyway, so coming up in the show, we've got a guy spring has sprung here in Michigan, and I don't know about where you are, but that brings on boating season here. We got water everywhere. So we're going to talk to a guy about maybe the right kind of walleye boat that you want to fish in.
That's right. The land of 11,000 lakes. That's Michigan.
Right. Yeah. Kind of cool. But anyway, you're listening to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Wouldn't it be sweet if life just came with an assist when you needed it? At State Farm, we live for a great assist, and that's why State Farm agent Sterling Massey is proud to be a part of the NBA, the National Bureau of Assists. Whether you're driving the lane or defending the house, when it comes to assisting you with your insurance and financial needs, Sterling and his staff make it look as easy as a behind-the-back dime dropper. Call Sterling Massey at 616-532-6071.
Have you ever wanted a great craft beer, but alcohol just isn't in the program that day? Well, the beer engineers at Schmoe's Brewing Company have engineered a beer just for you. A pale ale with less than 0.5% of alcohol. Ask for Schmoe's 120, where you dine or drink. It's the non-alcoholic answer with a craft beer taste. Schmoe's Brewing Company, Grand Rapids, Michigan, Beer City, USA.
Howdy, it's Barbecue Bob from The Grillin' Guys. We're working hard on Operation GI Barbecue, which is an effort to send a plane load of barbecue to our troops. Right now, go to GIBBQ.com, look at the Sapphire Ceramic Grill on auction. You can bid on this $2,000 ceramic grill package at RepoCast.com. That's S-A-F-F-I-R-E at RepoCast. So remember our troops at GIBBQ.com.
Hi, this is Sal Cipriano, CEO of Better Made Snack Foods. Ever wonder why our Better Made potato chips taste so good? They're made with homegrown potatoes from West Michigan farms. So when you're driving to the beach, a festival, or a ballpark, and you pass by those farms, think of Better Made potato chips. Better yet, stop by your favorite grocer or convenience store and pick up a bag for the trip. For nearly 90 years, Better Made Snack Foods are Better Made.
Welcome back. You listen to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios in Grand Rapids. And Bob, we're going to talk a little bit about something that's real enjoyable for both you and I, and that is spending some time on the water, right?
Absolutely. And right now on the grilling line is a gentleman named Don Weigard from Spicer's Marine in Houghton Lake, Michigan. How are you?
Yeah. Morning, guys. How are you?
Hey, good to have you on. I think about anybody within earshot of this show knows about your business, but go ahead and tell us a little bit. Take a couple minutes and tell us about Spicer's.
Yeah, we're in Houghton Lake, Michigan, right across the lake from the water there, and we've got 18 acres of lots of fun. We've been in business for over 54 years. I've been there 31 years myself selling fun, and we do it right, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I have visited you before. I've had many boats, and one time on my way up north, I got a flat tire, and I had to run over to your shop and found you, and you squared me away. You got a big service area there, and you service and winterize and take care of a lot of boats, not only on Houghton Lake, but Higgins and who knows where. But this week's show is all about walleye fishing, and I think if a guy is going to go out and get a walleye boat, there's some do's and don'ts.
Yeah, there certainly is. You know, it's like you guys, you know, what's the perfect grill out there for you? And it, you know, just depends on your application and, you know, where you're going to use it. Houghton Lake, the lake surrounding here, we like the Lund 1675 Adventure. It's a brand new boat out for them this year and nice, deep, and wide, going to be nice and safe for Houghton Lake, Burt Lake, Mullet Lake, you know, lakes like that, Wixom Lake. You know, and if you want to specialize out on the Saginaw Bay, you know, we like the Impact series, and they start in the 16 to 18 and go all the way to a 20-footer, and it just depends on where you're going to use that boat at.
We have Captain Kenny Glupker coming on in the third or fourth segment, and I think he has about a 24-foot Lund, isn't it, Jop?
Yeah, he's got a cruise boat. It's got a little cuddy on the nose of
yeah.
it. I don't actually know the brand, but it's in that size, yep.
So Lund is legendary out of Minnesota, I believe.
Yes, Lund is. Yes, they're built there and very good quality boat. Everybody, knows the name, and it's just not the name that sells the product. It's the quality and you can depend on it. I've got one sitting here in my garage that I'm getting ready today for the opening weekend here myself.
So, Don, tell our listeners, is it just boats and motors, or can they truly outfit the entire boat there?
Oh, we can do everything for you. We've got one in there right now that they're rigging with. It's a 19-foot tie for a gentleman, and it's got a 9.9 pro kicker on it to troll with. Plus, we're putting the new Canon Digitroll downriggers on it. He likes the big water, and this thing is going to be, the downriggers are going to be linked right to the fish finder, and he can move them up and down as he wants, and with the depth of water. And then, you know, the advent of this new trolling motor that they put on the bow by Minn Kota, the iPilot, it is just great. You can link it right to the fish finder, follow the contours. You know, we used it on the Saginaw Bay last year to perch fish, and it's got a spot lock. And you push this button, and it keeps you right there in that dead spot by GPS. And we never had to throw the anchor out. So my buddy is really liking that because he always has to throw the anchor out.
Yeah, Bob's my anchor bitch, too. So when we go fishing, Bob's on the anchor, and I'll just sit back and reel in the fish, right? Yeah. I wish that was the case, but not so much.
We sell those iPilots every day. So
yeah.
That's a really cool feature, but pardon his potty mouth. He has to throw bitch into every show somehow.
There's one of us. It's one of us, right?
Well, what if a guy is on a budget, but he still wants to find a nice walleye boat? Do you have maybe a 5 or 10 year old Lund? What can a guy pick up something like that for from you?
Yeah, you can get into the 5 or 10 year old ones in that $10,000 to $15,000 range. But you know, we got new boats for everybody's budget too. You know, we got the 16-footer with a 25, and I got a real good buddy that takes his out to the Saginaw Bay 2-3 miles out, and just loves it. And so, you know, those are in the $10,000 to $12,000 range on up, and we get some really nice used ones come through occasionally.
I had a 17-foot with a 90 horse on it, and I used to take it to Lake Erie, and that was kind of like, I should have never sold it, but that was when the market crashed and everybody's selling toys too cheap.
Right.
But that was kind of, in my opinion, the perfect size. I totally outfitted it with a troller on the front and the back. It was kind of the ultimate boat, but I didn't have anything like that automated fish finder and the linkage to your trolling motor.
That's crazy.
That's just, that makes one man fishing really easy.
Yeah. It does. We ran into a gentleman in the Saginaw Bay last year that was having so much fun with his iPilot that he hadn't looked up out of his boat for quite some time and was on a collision course with us until we yelled to him and said, "Hey, good morning." And, you can get really wrapped up into them, and they'll take you wherever you want them to. You can program them.
So there's a new suggestion for iPilot is to put a little sonar on the front. If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys and the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We are talking right now with Don Weigard from Spicer's Marine in Houghton Lake, Michigan, one of the prettiest lakes in North America, and probably one of the biggest marine suppliers in all of the Great Lakes area. So if you're looking for a boat, or if you're up in that area, you need to cruise in there and just check out the inventory, because what you guys have is truly a fantastic business. And 18 acres, I didn't know the land was that vast, but that's a lot of boats.
Yeah, we store over 600 boats a year, and you're right, we've got ATVs, side by sides, we've got personal watercrafts, we've got huge supply of pontoons, and you know that's really coming on strong too for the Great Lakes. You know, you put a tri-tune out there, triple tune with a bigger motor and fishing gear, and you know the guys have got a lot of room to work on, and that business is really up and coming.
I love fishing off a pontoon boat. That is so comfortable and so safe.
Yeah, you can put lots of people on it. You know, have lots of coolers. You can do lunch and everything out there on them. And that business is really growing tremendously.
I heard they even make them with grills on them now, huh?
They do, yeah. Stainless steel propane grill.
Right. Anyway. Well, Don, thank you so much. Tell everybody where your business is located.
Yeah, it's Spicer's Boat City in Houghton Lake. We're your destination fun. We're right on M55 between I-75 and US 127, right on M55. We can see Houghton Lake, which is Michigan's largest inland lake, and there's lots of walleye and bluegill and crappie and perch in that lake, and we have it all for you.
Awesome, and they're just down the road from the big stick of the north, UPS 98.5. So thanks so much for joining us, Don, and say hi to the folks at UPS for us.
Will do. Thank you.
All right.
Yeah, that guy, 31 years selling fun. That's kind of a cool job.
No kidding.
And if you've never been there, you just got to stop by. But don't expect to be there in 10, 15 minutes. There is a lot to look at and a whole lot of fun. Bring your wallet, man. But coming up next, we're going to talk a little bit about some beer maybe and then some tacos and pico. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Drip drying in the summer breeze. After jumping into Calico Creek, I was walking down an older road.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? I mean the kind that makes you remember walks with your grandfather. Come on over to Schmoe's Brewing Company in Grand Rapids or Petoskey, and we have some handcrafted root beer, probably the best in the state of Michigan. That's 2600 Patterson in Grand Rapids or 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey. You know you're dying for a good root beer float.
Hi, it's Shasta from Old World Olive Press. We are a Michigan-based company with stores in Rockford, Grand Rapids, Plymouth, and Birmingham. Visit our tasting rooms to sample over 50 varieties of award-winning olive oils and balsamic vinegars, carefully sourced from small-batch artisans in both hemispheres. We have cooking demonstrations and private parties to help you experience the treasures we've discovered. Step into our kitchen, downtown Rockford, in our newest location on Monroe Center, Old World Olive Press. Let us help you bring the magic into your home. Go to Old World Olive Press.
The Grillin' Guys are happy to introduce Fen Valley Vineyards. Fen Valley Vineyards is the oldest family-owned winery in Michigan, located in the middle of 45 acres of vineyards carpeting the rolling hills near Lake Michigan. Fen Valley has prided itself in the production of classic European-style wines for the past 22 years. Visit their tasting rooms at the Vineyard or in Saugatuck, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Sunday, they're open from 1 to 5. Go to FenValley.com.
We live it, we love it. Allen Bob Sports. Sportsman serving sportsmen. It's more than a sport, it's a way of life. Your satisfaction's been our aim. Since 59, been at the top of our game. We stand behind our name. We live it.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grillin' Guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grillin' Guys show.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Kitchen Studios in Grand Rapids.
That's starting to roll off your tongue.
Yeah, well, you get it figured out after a while. We just got off the phone with Don Weigard from the Spicer's Marine, man. Spring is here. He's got boats ready to go.
I love a Lund, man. A sea nymph is another one that's really nice, yeah. But I want a fishing boat again. I hope I can get one.
Well,
one of these
you know, the thing is with a fishing boat is it's a lifestyle. You got to make time to use it.
I wonder if he'd want to advertise with us and we could just barter one.
Right, yeah, right. Well, you know what? I just rent one from him every couple weeks, you know. But
I think if we just suck up to him, he'll take us fishing.
Right, yeah, there you go. That's probably the – yeah, if we brought the food, he'd probably take us out on the water.
I bet you would. So it's the very first of our new feature, which is called the Siciliano's Beer of the Week. And today's Beer of the Week from Siciliano's Market in Grand Rapids is called – North Peaks Havoc. It's a Fresh Coast IPA, and it's quite unique. Poured you one there, and take a little sip and tell me what you think of that.
Really nice.
It's unique,
not,
isn't it?
Not too hoppy. I got to believe the IBUs are going to be below 30 on this beer. It says it's a
74.
Yeah. Is it? Oh, there it is right there. Yeah, see, I don't have my glasses on. Then that is really good because usually when you get above 50, they got a little too much bite for me.
Well, you know what? The number can be deceiving. You could have an 80 that would taste the same. If they put enough malt in there, it cuts so much of the bitterness of the IBUs. They can put more and more bitters in there, which are hops,
right?
With more malt. So that number, don't let that number totally steer you, because it's simply a measurement, and it's got to correlate with the amount of malts that they put in there,
right,
to sweeten it, basically.
And it's a 74, 7.4. It's 7.4 ABV. That's alcohol by volume. Siciliano's Market on the northwest side of Grand Rapids. This is one of hundreds of beers that they carry. This one happens to be from a Michigan brewery, that being North Peak, which is up in the Dexter and Traverse City area. They got
a couple locations.
Right.
Yeah. Yep. Dexter's down by Detroit.
Okay.
And
right.
Traverse
right.
City's
yep.
not.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
Sorry. It says assertive, hop heavy, and aromatic.
North Peak's Havoc Fresh Coast IPA.
Yeah,
give
so
it a try.
Peak,
we are.
There's your free commercial,
right?
North Peak.
All right.
All right, so let's talk a little bit of fish tacos. I'm going to post a really cool recipe that I worked on, and I'm going to do it again and photograph it, and I'll try and do it this afternoon. I wish I had some fresh walleye, but you can do it with – you can use anything with it. But basically, this is going to have a cream sauce on it, and it's a little different way to do it, but I love fish tacos where they use cabbage on top of it or underneath the fish instead of lettuce, because there's something about cabbage that...
A little bitter.
It adds a little spice.
Yep.
I don't know, coleslaw kind of deal. But so basically, you're going to make up this cream sauce, which is green onions and cilantro, a little bit of mayo and sour cream, grated lime, fresh lime juice, garlic cloves, and you're going to make this sauce up.
You're going to pulse that like in a blender or something?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
okay.
In a little processor. I use my bullet. And then you're going to, you don't even have to do that, actually. If you just chop all this stuff up, you throw your mayo and sour cream in there, mix it up. It's going to kind of look like a tartar sauce, but it's going to have a lime cilantro tilt to it. And then for the tacos, we're using, in this one, walleye.
Okay.
And if you're lucky and you get some nice big walleyes, your fillets are going to be pretty good size. So I'm going to tell you to cut that, if you have them lengthwise on your cutting board, to kind of cut them in strips up and down so that you have nice little 3/4 inch, 1 inch strips.
Wide strips.
That are 4 inches long, something like that. And then you're going to coat them. So use your tip of soaking them in cold water from Captain Ken. Then you're going to pat them dry, coat them with this taco coating, and it's basically cumin, coriander, paprika, red pepper, salt, garlic, and
a lot of spice on that fish.
Yeah,
there, yeah,
yeah, you are. Well, it's for a taco, so you want that meat to have a little bit of something going on, and then you're going to put them on I use a baker's rack. I have all kinds of other trays that I can put in my grill. But if you don't, you can simply grab your wife's baker's rack. Now, I'm going to warn you, take some Pam and spray it on that thing before you do it, because they want to congeal. They want to kind of weld themselves to the frame, and you want them to stay intact if you can.
To pick them off there.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And makes it easier to clean up. But then you just chop up some cabbage.
Red or green or doesn't matter? Both? Neither?
You could do a combination, I suppose.
Okay.
That'd be a good look. And whenever you chop cabbage, make sure you leave that core with it, because there's a lot of nutrients in that core, and that gives it a little bit of a horseradish kind of bite to it.
Right.
A lot of people cut the core out, and they're missing out on a beautiful piece of that cabbage.
Yeah, it's a little tougher, obviously, than the cabbage leaves, but it does add a little crunch.
Yeah, and if you're running it through a food processor,
it'll cut it up in pieces enough.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
And then for the shells, I like corn shells with fish tacos. I like corn shells with anything. But you can just heat them up and, you know, not fry them, or you can spray a little oil on them and throw them on your grill grates for just a few minutes and just kind of warm them up. And
it tightens them up a little bit.
It toughens them up.
Right.
Because they want to break on you. If you use a fresh corn shell, it's going to break.
It almost flakes.
It'll break.
It's flaky, right. But if you put a little oil on that and throw that thing on your grill, it'll tighten that up enough that you can bend it, and it's more durable, I guess, is what I think.
I had some recently, and what they did was they took a flour taco and they put some of the Mexican cheese on it, some white cheese on it, and they grilled it long enough till that cheese melted, and then they wrapped it around a crispy shell.
Oh, the
just
double.
Just one out of the box,
right,
you know.
Right.
Whatever they are.
Right.
Taco Bell or some kind of crispy ones that always break.
Right. Yeah, first bite, it's a mess in your hands,
so
right?
So you put this thing around it with some cheese, and it makes
glue.
It makes it like a nice little wrap. So that's going to be posted on the website. Don't hate me if there's no pictures for a week or two. Perfect Pico. Do you make pico de gallo?
I'll be very honest. Rarely I buy it most of the time. But pico and salsa are very different and make the distinction.
They are a little different. And I tend to want to marry the two of them together when I get going because I do like pico de gallo, and that's basically chopped onion, peppers, and tomatoes. With some cilantro, lime juice, and I like to put a little bit of the vinegar from pickled jalapenos on top of there.
Oh, yeah.
And it just wakes it up, and I chop up some jalapeno in there too, or habanero, depending on what you, serrano, whatever you like for a pepper. So that's pico. Now, if you want to make a salsa from that same mix, it's so simple, it's ridiculous. Just get a can of Hunt's roasted tomatoes chopped or crushed.
Yep. Fire-roasted tomatoes, and they're good.
And there's something that happens to a fire-roasted tomato. Now, if you don't want to do that and you've got some overripe tomatoes, or if you want to go to the supermarket and get some overripe tomatoes, they're $1 a bag, throw them in your smoker for about a half hour, and you'll have the exact same thing, a roasted tomato.
So let's dive into that just a little bit, because when we do this in chili season, and people wrinkle up their nose till they try our chili, and then they're like, damn, that's good. These day-old, 3-day-old, 10-day-old, whatever the day is, where they've taken them off the shelf,
right,
the tomatoes and the peppers.
Gleaning.
Because they're wrinkled a little bit, right? But they're still good.
They're better, actually.
They're better, because this flavor starts to concentrate as they break down.
Yep.
And then you put those on the smoker, and it even dries them out a little more and concentrates that flavor just that much more. And you start putting these things on tacos and in chilies and things like that. It's a ridiculously good flavor. And it's the stuff that everybody thinks they're going to throw out. That's the exact stuff you want to go to your market and get.
You can go to the supermarket and supermercado, right, and you can tell them you want to look through his old vegetables.
Right.
And they'll make up a bag for $1. They're happy not to throw it away.
Right.
Yeah. That's good stuff to use.
Exactly. Coming up next, we're going to talk to our friend from Gyra Charters. It's Captain Ken Glupker. Stick with us. We'll be back. Guaco, guaco, pero que re chulo guaco.
Guaco, guaco, pero que re chulo guaco. If your window sticks, slips, squeak, or leak, then it's time to replace them with Anderson Windows from Standale Lumber's Home Center in Standale. Standard and custom sizes, along with low-E glass, low-maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interior, can turn simple window replacement into serious home improvement. You'll feel increased security, your home will be much quieter and more comfortable, but the increased curb appeal will make you proud of your home and its new facelift from your Anderson Windows and Standale Lumber's Home Center. 4100 Lake Michigan Drive, Standale, or find us on the web at standalelumber.com.
Hi, this is Tim Sobey. Sobey Meats is an 11-year-old business on Remembrance Drive in Walker. We have high-quality custom meats as well as seafood, produce, beer, and wine. Sobey Meats is proud to supply the barbecue enthusiasts with over 50 sauces, Kansas City and Memphis rubs, as well as barbecue supplies. Our meat counter is 60 feet long with 70 different homemade sausages. Check us out at SobeyMeats.com. That's SobeyMeats.com.
Have you missed episodes of The Grillin' Guys? Go to thegrillinguys.com and you can play episodes clear back to 2010. Subscribe to the podcast and you'll never miss another one again. That's thegrillinguys.com.
Barbecue Bob, and I want to tell you about the biggest beer store in West Michigan. Siciliano's Market at 2840 Lake Michigan Drive has the most craft beers I've ever seen in one location. Siciliano's is a family business that works hard to bring you the best beers in the world to the West Michigan market. Visit Siciliano's and check out the huge selection of home brewing supplies as well. That's Siciliano's Market at SicilianoMKT.com.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, we're live from the Standard Lumber and Kitchen Studios in Grand Rapids. And we're talking a little bit of walleye, Cinco de Mayo, everything that's just sacred and wonderful about the spring right now, right? Tis the season. And my favorite guy in the world to spend a day fishing walleyes with is a gentleman by the name of Captain Ken Glupker. And Captain Ken happens to be on the grilling line right now. Ken, how are you doing, brother?
Hey, Randy and Bob, how you doing? I'm doing great, and actually, Judy and I are out fishing right now.
Oh, you're on the water. I saw a big steelhead, I think, the picture come through Facebook yesterday, didn't I?
Absolutely. Yeah, we were out by Whitestone, and gosh, a rod went. Judy grabbed it, and that thing came out of the water about three or four times, and...
Wow.
It actually swam towards the boat a couple times, and we ended up getting a net on it, and it was a real nice steelhead. It was a dandy.
Yes, it was.
Hey, Kenny, how are you, buddy?
Hey, doing great. Long time no talk to, buddy.
I know. The steelhead's just a tremendous bonus because it doesn't hurt your count, and they're so good eating.
Yes. Yeah, matter of fact, they're so good eating, we had half of it last night.
There you go.
I'll take that over almost anything out of the Great Lakes, other than maybe whitefish, right?
Well, so, there you go. Yeah, okay.
You did talk to us once about the lake trout in Lake Superior.
Yes.
Those are different, too. Are they more like a steelhead?
Well, they're a very good fish. I mean, they're one of my favorite fish to eat. And love to catch them, and they are very, very good. You know, there's a lot of different types of species of lake trout, but you get, you know, sometimes real reddish pink meat, sometimes white.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a white one, isn't it?
They're very, very good. Yeah. Very good eating.
Cool. So let's talk a little bit of walleye. If people out there aren't good walleye fishermen, what are some tips you could give them?
Well, you know, I guess, you know, a lot of the people that come up and like stay at the cottage, sometimes that's the first time they've been out, and I'll talk to them about what they're doing and what they're fishing for. Sometimes they troll, too fast. Sometimes they'll troll, and their baits won't be getting down towards the bottom. I like to fish around here in Saginaw Bay. I like to bottom fish, you know, Lake Erie, they suspend a lot more. Over here, they don't suspend quite as much. And we like to fish down near the bottom. So I try to school them in those areas and what they're using, and the color sometimes plays a role in it.
But, so how do they get their bait down? Do they use dipsy divers?
Well, no. Just a weight system. A lot of times they use a heavy weight. They have these bottom bouncers, they call them. That you can put on your line. They come in, you know, 1 ounce, 2 ounce, and 3 ounce models. And depending on the depth of water you're fishing and how fast you're going, makes a big difference. And that's how much weight you put on to get it down so that you're just basically very close to the bottom.
And the perfect bait for walleye?
Well, that's a million-dollar question. Personally, I'm kind of a crawler harness guy, and I really enjoy crawler harnesses. But, you know, a lot of the guys out here fish with what they call a flicker shad. And purple seems to be a good color, a darker purple with a little pink in it, that kind of thing. They seem to be doing very, very well. We caught that steelhead yesterday on a purple flicker shad. So they are a very good bait.
So Ken, when I've had the pleasure of being on your boat several times with you and Judy as you take people out, you mentioned a couple things in passing here that I want to just draw everybody's attention to, is that you have a cottage for rent next door to your home there in Augray, whereas if somebody wants to come up and take a charter with you, they also have the option to stay in a cottage next door to you. You literally get up in the morning with your cup of coffee, you walk across the yard, and you're on the boat.
Right? Highly recommend it.
Yeah, yeah.
I haven't done it in a couple of years, and I miss it.
Yeah, tell us about that, would you?
Well, yeah, you know, the cottage, we've had that cottage now for, four or five years now. And a lot of times guys will come up with their own boat. And, you know, they'll have three or four guys, and they'll stay in the cottage with their own boat. And a lot of times they'll charter me the first day they come up just to kind of get the feel of the water and where they're going and what they're doing. And then they're on their own the rest of the week. And, they just have a great time. A lot of times a family will come up and just kind of hang out at the beach and enjoy the surroundings. And other guys come up and, like you say, they'll call me, they'll charter me. They'll get there the night before, stay overnight, get up, and charter me for the next day. That works out real well.
Yeah.
So there's many types of applications, and a lot of people, rent the cottage, and it goes fast, and it's been a real blessing. It's been a lot of fun, and we've had an opportunity to meet a lot of new people that way and made a lot of nice friends that way.
Well, Ken, you're one of the most humble guys I know, and so I got to pry this out of you, but I've been on your boat several times, and there's only been one instance that I didn't come off with a limit. And for our listeners, if you want to have a wonderful day on the water with just a consummate host, you need to reach out to Gyra Charters and Captain Ken. How can people get a hold of you, Ken?
Well, the easiest way is to just call me or send me a text. My number is area code 616-293-1309, and just give me a call, and we'll see what's available, and we'll set you up and get you out on the water.
And you can go to thegrillingguys.com and look for the Gyra Charters logo and just click on that link. It'll send you right to them. It won't teleport you to a boat.
Yeah, I also have a gyracharters.com. J-I-R-E-H, Gyra. Yeah,
that's what we link to.
.com, and you can look at the website.
Right. We have you linked on our website. No matter where you're at listening to this, it's worth a trip to Augray, Michigan, which is up in the Thumb area, and it's where we love to go to catch walleye. Captain Ken, we're going to cut you loose. We're going to cut bait here, but I sure hope I can see you this summer as well. So,
well, that would be wonderful. I miss you.
Yeah.
It's been a couple of years now. But
I know. Job leaves me behind now.
Right.
Well,
I got a better fishing partner, right?
It's going to be another real banner year.
Is it?
Yeah. All indications are strong body of fish. The DNR, I went to a DNR meeting the other day, and they said everything's going great.
That's awesome. All right, buddy. Thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you real soon.
Well, thank you, guys, and you guys have a great day. Thank you.
That's right. Thank you. That's Captain Ken, a real man.
Oh, he is. Captain is the man on the water. It's time for some man law.
Now you're a man! A man, man, man!
Yeah, time for a little man law here. You must offer heartfelt condolences over the death of a girlfriend's cat, even if you had something to do with the disappearance.
Oh, man.
Teasing the cat, man.
That's a challenge right
poking
there.
Poking the kitty boy.
You know what? I love other people's cats. I'm just going to tell you that right now.
Well, we used to, too, but we got this restaurant in town that seems to be getting rid of them also.
Easy. Easy.
Well, yeah. I guess TV8 was probably wrong, and they weren't chopping them up in their apartment.
Right.
Anyway, so, yeah, sometimes you have a friend that has a cat, and it's more than you really can take, and that's kind of what that man law is all about.
Right.
But I have two cats. They're barn cats, and that's the
you
way.
You used to have three. What happened? TV8?
The male has not shown up in 6 months.
Oh.
So he probably dipped his wick somewhere. He shouldn't have.
Either that or he's laying in a ditch somewhere,
yeah,
unfortunately.
Well, that's what
but,
I mean.
Yeah. But anyway, okay. Well, coming up next, we're going to talk about the perfect margarita as we bring this train to the station. But had a little bit of fun today with the walleye opener, Captain Ken. I'm telling you, if you get a chance, look that guy up.
And the North Peak Havoc from Siciliano's.
Right.
That definitely put a nice spin on it.
All right, we'll be right back.
Catch all the fish, drink all the beer, just as long as there's a can left in that cooler. Just as long as there's a bass left in that cooler. That just means that we still got some work.
Hey guys, Schmoes now has two locations, 2600 Patterson here in Grand Rapids and 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey now. So when you're up north, you can grab some Schmoes as well. Remember, you can get all your favorites, Bone Crusher, Hop Knocker, Treasure Chest, Amber Tees, Michigan Hands Pale Ale, and India Pale Ale, or one of our great root beers. Once again, that's Grand Rapids and Petoskey. Engineering better Michigan beer.
This is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about Garrett's Appliances, which is your one-stop shop for all your barbecue supplies, tools, grills, and smokers in West Michigan. Garrett's has grills for your outdoor kitchen. In fact, we at Home Life Outdoor Kitchens use them exclusively as our supplier for the very best equipment available. That's Garrett'sAppliances.com, Garrett'sAppliances.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Grilling Guys, I think, on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios, and we're celebrating Cinco de Mayo a little bit. And Bob has the perfect margarita recipe. Let us have it, baby.
Well, when I was at Ferris, about the same time you were, we didn't know each other. But I worked down the
You're older than I am.
Worked down the street. Well, I had already done a little gig in the military.
Yeah, right.
But Tommy, the guy that trained me, he was a great bartender, and he had it wired. He knew how to make a lot of tips and how to keep everybody happy. And he said, the first thing you got to learn is a perfect margarita. And I'm like, okay, I'm all ears because
right.
I have really big ears. No, but so it's so simple to make just a nice margarita. People overthink them, and you see these iterations that are kind of Frankenstein monstrosities of a, you know, to make just a nice margarita. Everybody has their own idea of what it should taste like, but you can do this one and everyone will like it unless they are, you know, used to some specific, like just fresh squeezed limes and tequila. That's another way to do it.
Right.
So it's 1.5 parts tequila. So I'm going to say if you have the shot glass that's a jigger and a shot,
mm-hmm.
you're in great shape. So get yourself a nice tequila. I tend to like Don Julio, but it's too expensive for margaritas. So I'll get the Patron Silver. I'll put in a shot and a half of that, and then I'm going to use Cointreau for my instead of Triple Sec.
And so again, I'm going to put in an orange-flavored liqueur.
So I'm going to put in a shot and a half of tequila and a shot of Cointreau, and I don't measure anything. You know that. So I don't know how much is really going in.
Yeah, that's why we're on radio and not on TV. Yeah.
And then a shot and a half of, there's one sweet and sour mix that you have to have, and it's called Dailies. And if you get dailies, you'll never be unhappy. They're sweet and sour.
Those are some inspiring words. If you get it daily, you'll never be unhappy.
There you go. But that's just a very consistent. It's not too sour. I mean, don't you hate it when you go to a place and they go, "Hey, we got margaritas on special," and then you take a tug on it, and immediately the hair starts falling out of your head because it's so sour.
Right.
It's like you're running for a glass of water.
Right.
Well, this won't happen with dailies. And the rations and proportions, even if I am just free pouring, I'm still making sure my proportions are pretty close. And I've made enough of them that I don't really need to even look.
You got the feel.
You can do it in the dark.
Yeah, you got the feel.
And then you can make up your own margarita salt, or you can just buy it.
Right.
But there's one with salt and sugar, and it's a wonderful mix. And you take a lime and you run it around the outside of the glass, and you dip it in that little bowl.
Right.
And you get some salty sugar on the rim, put some rocks in there, and pour it right over the rocks. And that is the perfect margarita. You will get a tip when you make that.
All right. And you serve those up.
That's what it's all about.
They're on the rocks. You're making it, putting the rocks in the margarita glass, which is usually a bigger glass.
You know, I serve them in rocks glasses because the long-stemmed glasses are a bad combination with tequila.
Tip over.
I got thrown out of brands because of one of them.
Well, right. I'm sure it wasn't just the glass.
I think arm wrestling had something
to do. It might have been, yeah. With the bartender asking for an extra shot in each one
I think it
glasses.
Was one of the brand boys that came up and personally asked me to leave.
Time for you to leave, Mr. Nirmico. You are
out of control.
Right, you are out of control.
And
tequila did not make your pants fall off.
No.
We don't care.
No, made my glass fall over. But anyway, I like rocks glasses. I even drink my red wine out of a little rocks glass like the old Paisans did. Right. But
you've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week. Hey, get out there, enjoy a little Cinco de Mayo. If you get a chance, call Captain Ken and get on a walleye charter. You won't regret it. We appreciate you listening. Take care, and we'll talk with you next week.